Is it started?
Yeah.
And we're back.
We're so back.
And we're double back. We had it when he became president. We're back. We got 3 Make America Great Again hats.
That's funny, too, because I almost didn't put mine on.
Why? Are you still afraid of what the people
might
say?
No. I just kind of forgot. No. We're back in charge.
We never were in charge. This is the first time I ever worn a MAGA hat. Second time I ever worn a MAGA hat.
Well, it's a lot safer. I mean, even Snoop Dogg's doing it. So now it's
even,
cool.
Snoop Dogg's doing it. It's cool.
He was calling everyone an Uncle Tom 4 years ago.
Snoop Dogg's the coolest guy.
I saw him say some crazy things. Snoop Dogg is the coolest. He said something about, like, if black people voted for him, and it was a crazy statement about black people.
He said, who's going to perform at his inauguration? Which one of you Uncle Toms?
You.
Which is basically...
not a good
what
thing.
Is Uncle Tom's
and then it was
cabin?
Him. That's hilarious. Yeah.
And then
that's
he did it this
hilarious.
Year.
8 years later.
Ago. Oh, yeah. 8 years ago. Wow. Can't believe it was that long ago. Almost a whole decade.
I mean, cherish this time, because it'll come and go.
Well, we'll have J.D. Vance.
Oh, man, J.D. Vance. Didn't even know the guy. Comes out of nowhere.
I didn't know him. I did not know him until Trump said his name.
Yeah, great eyelashes. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I thought that dude was wearing mascara or something.
He kind of looks like Derek Carr. Derek Carr always looks like he's wearing that makeup.
Football quarterback.
I agree.
Football quarterback.
Speaking
of the college football championships on.
Oh, should I go get my fantasy football trophy?
Oh no! Yeah, I'll check it out though.
Nobody gave me the props that I wanted on that fantasy football trophy.
Oh, Zach! Thank you.
Good job. Thank you. More likes.
I think they liked
something.
It. You know, you. Your name's engraved in it forever. That's what
yeah.
I
my name
from
is
it.
The only one on the front. I put everybody else.
I
on
saw
the
that
trophy.
I saw that.
Yeah, I thought I would have gotten more laughs or something.
You know.
Anyways, it's January 20th. Trump is in office, and we watch Squid Game season 2.
Squid Game slaps.
I beg to differ on this second season.
Oh wow, we're gonna have different ratings. That's for sure.
Oh man, are you up there with like a? House of the Dragons?
Squid Game is better than House of the Dragons.
You're daft.
Squid Game is better than... Squid Game is better than that zombie
Squid Game
show
season 2,
watched.
I think Squid Game Walking season Man. 1 is better than
what
both
was the zombie
seasons
show?
Of House of the Dragon. I think Squid Game season 2 left a lot up in the air.
Because they're doing like a part 2, but the first 7 episodes were elite, just as good as season 1.
But if they did a part 2, then I would have liked to think that...
You know what's great? I never get to catch you. Like, I just...
If they're doing a tartoon, then I think that we should, like... Like, it's the same thing I hate about Invincible.
No, because they're doing it in 2025.
It's the same thing
and I
hate about
episodes.
Invincible,
it was a
though.
Whole 7.
I hate when they split the parts.
I agree, but I'm going to give them a little bit of slack because they're Korean. I don't know how long
Whoa.
Things take over there.
Oh, there's like a war going on at the moment as well.
Yeah. I'm not
that
trying to
save
be racist.
Shout out to my boy
know.
No Young.
Should I hit the intro?
Yeah, go ahead and hit
Sure.
It.
Yeah, we're just riffing like crazy over here.
It's like 15 minutes.
Got to keep on watching, and that we do, folks.
That we do.
Hey, 2 guys walk into the bar. Wait, should I start the intro?
Hudson's not caught up on his politics.
Zach's got really good at hitting the intro.
It's first lull
right
you
in
find.
A lull, and then it's like, boom.
It could be 45 minutes in.
I knew that was going to grind his gears.
This idiot!
it's Zach's best producer move. I mean, he really does just
I thought
like.
I get a rise out of you.
It's like, oh, boom, boom. Oh, wave, lull.
Good laugh.
Boom, lull,
I knew what I was supposed boom. To do. I just thought that'd get a rise out of you.
Hey, man. Well, I don't know why that's your sole purpose.
Did you see You have Instagram?
No.
Do you see, like, the movie nights post from Instagram?
Oh,
I showed him the picture.
Yeah.
Did you not, like, notice when you took it? But
here's what happens.
I was there eating a 6-foot hoagie.
You make a lot of bad faces during the pod.
I'm trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be handsome the whole time. And also, I know because you're taking the screenshots. If you had an ugly face and I even looked
I don't really have too many ugly faces. I mean, I'm
John. Oh my god,
Zach, you're much more expressive than John is. And when John talks, he's smiling right now. Look at him. Look how good he looks right now.
Thank you. I'm not trying to my own.
Boy, it's a bad time to bring this up. Look at
John looks like when I give him a
compliment. You look angry.
You look mad.
Look at that.
What's that? What's the show when he's like, I can never get a bad photo of myself, and they like keep on trying to take a bad photo of him, and then it's like...
Is it not The Office?
He looks... Maybe it's How I Met Your Mother, and it's Barney.
There you go.
And he's like, they try and take a bad photo of him, and every time he's like, in his tie, like... Whenever I'm scrolling the YouTube, it's like that, and you're over here like... I'm like, well, he won't like that one. So
I'm in for radio.
Yeah, so, I mean, you yell a lot, so your mouth is open very wide.
I couldn't find a good one, so I might as well find a funny one. This is what Zach said. I posted it, and he said, "You did me dirty on this last post. Change it." Freaking blowing D and cradling the balls.
The only thing I won't do in this episode is recreate that for the picture because I know it's just going to be week to week.
Before you said it, I screenshot and I was like, oh, this one's kind of funny. And I did kind of think, oh, like if someone wanted to draw a penis going in his mouth and, you know, they could easily do
you kind of thought.
But I had already looked through it and it takes a while to find one. So I was like, all right, it is what it is.
All right, so what time are we at now?
This would have been a perfect time to hit the intro.
What do you mean, like 8:02? I don't see what.
Oh, he wants to know. He wants to have a good face for.
You said 15 minutes at the start of our freaking intro.
What are we on? I made that up.
How much time into the episode?
7 minutes and 50 seconds.
All right.
7 minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm a bad judge of time.
See, he wants me to look back at this time to have a good screenshot. All right.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
That's the one.
My lights getting good.
That's a good one.
All right.
I'll go back to 18 minutes, give or take.
Yeah, he cut it off. He said seven minutes or something. I can't believe you did that to me. I saw the clip, and I didn't know what the hell
you reminded me of? Ava. Take that off. Delete it.
Ava looked normal and happier than I've ever seen her. I looked like I was scarfing down.
It was a great
a me. You looked happy. I was happy.
You didn't look happy about it.
Son of a bitch. Ugh. It's not any better.
All right,
let's do a rating.
Ready?
So you got a rating?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. 9.5.
What did you say?
I said 8.3.
Nice.
That was my original vote until you were like, whoa, but Hudson always does this with...
I thought that was a good
rating. Yeah, I mean, that's
good. But his ratings are like, I don't think he knows our scale as much.
I think Squid Game's a top-notch show.
I think it was a very good show. That's why
I think it's better than
I think season one was way better. And also, are you watching the show in dubbed?
Obviously.
Oh.
Which makes me think that 9.2 with you in dubbed would be the greatest show of all time if you watched it in Korean. Because me and Hudson have gone back and forth with this. Not even
how much changes.
Bro, it goes from this.
It goes from like, corny to, like, badass.
It goes from, like...
So the characters aren't corny and
heck no.
No, I mean, like, the ones that are supposed to be funny are still funny, but it's in a different tone.
Like, whenever you listen to it on dub...
They're acting corny, though, too.
No, it feels like you're listening to, like, a little bit corny.
Marie! Yes, Marie! That scene...
It's way more corny in English than it would be if you watched it in its original tone.
And anytime they try to be serious, it's
It's like
I've looked past it. I've had years of practice. I don't watch anything subbed. I watched everything that I need to dubbed.
Did you watch Parasite?
It's a little corny, but I'll take that to a little language barrier.
I can deal with anime because their mouths are cartoons, so it doesn't make a difference. But like with real people,
honestly, sometimes I'm like, did he just say that? Because it's
Sometimes it's funny. I guess in Squid Games that Thanos, he speaks in English a lot of the time. Just because he's like a rapper.
But it's not him speaking in English, it's the voice actor speaking
You can tell in the dub because it sounds like a dude trying to do a Korean accent. Like, it sounds like an American dude doing a Korean accent every now and again. Because he'll be like, yeah, boy, or something like that. And he'll be like, hey, come over here. Yeah, boy. And then he'll, like, continue his terrible dub.
Well, I might should have to try it in sub, but I already think it's a great show.
You're not gonna watch
it more than you guys, so maybe subbed is better than dubbed.
It's true.
Dubbed is better than
you're
subbed.
A dumbass.
You're the one who...
Sorry.
It's just as good as...
Not Trump and MLK Day. Not GDT MLK. Yeah, I don't want to put those two together. They're both great, but separate, but equal. Jeez.
I think
that's more of a Malcolm X thing, not an MLK thing.
Trying to find
separate equal.
You didn't like it as much as season one?
Absolutely not. I think season one had better characters that I liked more. Like, okay, so the nuts lady in season two, the like prey to the water gods, was equivalent to, like, the weird girl that was obsessed with the guy who was, like, the meanest in season one.
Yeah.
And I like the girl that was obsessed with the mean guy in season one way more than I like her.
No, they're both hateable. They're both just the worst characters.
No, I liked her more because the other lady was weird about, like, the water god and stuff and, like, all
the
this stuff.
The other girl was, like, banging them and stuff and being all...
That's her prerogative.
That's on her.
You just don't go after my guy.
I don't know. I thought those were both the worst parts of each season, so that's not what I'm going to rate it on.
Yeah, but those were both the worst parts, and there was one that was significantly less worse. I hated that lady more.
No, I agree with you, Zach. Season one lady was much worse.
Hudson agrees.
Much worse
than
season one.
You're falling off a cliff. Okay, so if you rated season two, what'd you rate it, a 9.2?
I thought, you know how I came up with that rating? I rated this... The Last of Us at 9.1. I thought this was better than The Last of Us.
No, because we just did that with something else.
And I rated that at 9.3.
What was that, though?
Penguin, I think.
Oh, my God. You're putting this 1 point away
from
Penguin. 0.01.
Yes.
No. I just can't believe it. Well, I mean, with my rating, we'll take away Hudson's rating, 9.2, 8.5.
I would much rather... I would be way more excited about another season of Squid Game than this
Penguin?
Than The Last of Us. No, I rated Penguin higher.
Okay.
Than The Last of Us, and I would be much more excited about 10 more episodes of Squid Game than 10 more episodes of House of the Dragon.
I agree.
Of the Dragon. I'm out on.
No,
I could care less.
I'm gonna watch it, but I'm like not. It's just like it just.
You'd have to ask me in season three of House of the Dragon.
Give it one more season?
Yeah, because I feel like this is all prep. Well, and like, they have...
We know what's going to happen, though.
Yeah,
right?
But Squid Game, that's fair. Squid Game one more, but House of the Dragon is meant to be prep.
But it
like,
would, you know the
I don't
ending,
think it is.
Though.
I think it's meant to milk the clock.
Well,
to
they're milking
dying.
The clock for the story. The whole Damon thing with his freaking acid trip in that rainy
Seattle.
Yeah,
they're not building the story. They're milking clock.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah,
there is an argument to be made where it's like, listen, we don't want five seasons where it's like
two seasons worth of stuff.
Like, we don't want this. Just make it three, make it great, end it.
That's right.
I honestly like. There's a breath of fresh air when I finish a show.
Oh, for sure.
When I'm like, the show is over, and I'm like, okay, that was fantastic. I'm done.
It'd be cool, honestly, if all dramas were only, like, three seasons.
House of the Dragon, you think that's a drama?
Yeah. I'm talking about anything, like, a comedy, they can keep going. Because, you know, you can, like, watch those aimlessly.
Yeah, but that's mindlessly, and then you're like, see, I mean, there's always a fall off on all those.
For instance, I'm watching Lost right now, and it has fallen off a cliff.
Oh yeah, but once it falls off a cliff, I end up not watching it.
I'm trying to push through because I just want to see it now that I'm like on season four. People like to turn on an episode.
It was like in high school when Lost was getting big, and people were like, "Lost, man, Lost, Lost, Lost," and I'm like, "Shit."
It's pretty.
I'm out of this, and then I watched like five seasons when I was like in college.
Uh huh.
And then I skipped to the last season, last episode, figured out what happened, and then I never watched it again.
You skipped
to make. I said this is all dumb as hell. Like at some point, I was like,
"It's getting pretty."
They were climbing into a bunker. There were people in the bunker down there.
Oh, that's like season two. Wait till season four. Well,
that's about as far as I got.
Season four. They're about to move the island.
What?
Huh?
What? I don't know.
Isn't it like supposed to be like purgatory?
Also, that would make some sense.
Sorry. you have no idea.
That would make some sense.
That would make sense. Really?
Well,
you have no idea how Lost ended?
No, did you just ruin it? Because Wad already ruined something for me, too. I said, yeah, nowadays I'm watching Lost. We were talking about if you're watching anything. I was like, yeah, I'm watching Lost. I've never seen it, so I'm just turned it on. It's on Netflix. He goes, have they gone back to the island yet? Gone back. They haven't even
gone
left.
Back to the island. Like,
what do you mean?
Leave the island once you make it to the island. And now that was pretty good.
And it was now a good Lost impression.
That was a great. I don't want to narrow it down. But you know what I was going for, and I crushed it.
Jamaican.
Whoa. I'm Trump's American.
What?
I don't know. But yeah, Lost is good. They are not in purgatory. They're all going to live a happy life by the end of it. Trust me.
Yeah, they all live. It's all great.
Yeah, they get saved at the end. Just they all like get Grey's married.
Some of them have already gone home. And now they're going to come back.
Hell yeah, they've gone home.
They come back. They make the island a spa resort.
Yeah.
And then everyone comes. Has a good time.
If it's just a free island, why is...
Yeah, free island with a bunker?
What is the one with the pigs?
Pig Island?
No. Yeah. the kids and the pigs.
Lord of the Flies?
Lord of the Flies.
Thank you. Yeah, I was trying to
I don't think there's pigs. I think one of the kids
there's like piggy. A dark movie of Lord of the Flies that happens in like the 80s, and there is a ton of murder, especially the chubby kid.
The story of
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
The book.
Yeah.
I've read it.
I was made told it seem to like it. In the movie there was a bunch of murder as opposed to the
yeah,
book.
Like, I kind of forgot about it. They were doing a little riffing on set.
In Squid Game, how big of an idiot is the main guy to not know that the guy who's wearing number one is bad?
Oh, Jun Woo?
Yeah.
Is that the actor's name?
No.
You know, in the first one, the old guy's wearing number one, and he's bad. This time...
Oh, I mean, I would at least be suspicious. Skeptical.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, be like, okay, well, I'm going to keep my eye on you. And then, like, there's so many scenes where number one, like, looks evil.
Yeah, that sounds
like
sus.
It's like, oh, why don't we just, like, kill them?
Yeah.
And
or everyone will be freaking out, and he'll just be like... I think we should do this. And you're just like, why? And then that other guy's like, I don't know about number one, man.
I hated that scene because he was like, hey, man, I got to tell you something. And then he was like, all right, tell me. And he was like, I'm going to hold, just like, let's wait for this to end. And then he was like, listen, man, I really got to tell you. And then he was like, oh, just wait for this, the game to be over. And then the guy, the main character was like, what were you trying to tell me about number one? And he still didn't tell it. And then the Marine that turned out to be a huge freaking puss. Oh, my gosh. Freaking medic or something.
He ruined it.
He was reserved.
Yeah. He was like, hey, man.
He was in logistics.
This guy was saying some wackadoo shit about you earlier. Like, you murdered somebody. Like, there was, like, this part right before they, like, did the whole, like, everybody go to sleep where the Marine was like... He was talking about you behind your back.
Yeah.
And I just wanted you to know that.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
It was also super douche.
Marine to Marine? That's like a fraternal brother being like, hey, he's got a crush on you.
He didn't seem like he was trying to out homie. He just, he seemed like the type of dude that was so dumb that he was just like, what was he trying to talk? Like, he didn't realize that it was like a bad thing.
It would be like,
thing.
Taylor's pregnant. Just like, everyone knows Taylor's pregnant. It would be like,
congratulations. If I did not know Taylor's
pregnant. Oh, really? Yeah. See, that's how good I am at keeping secrets. I said Hudson. I probably already told Hudson. He was like, yeah.
What part are you talking about with the Marine telling on his
movie? They were all eating food, and this is like the lunch before they all, like, or dinner before they all go to bed. And they were eating sushi with forks. Like, they gave them all metal forks because they were, like, planning for this whole murder thing to go down.
Yeah.
And also the murder thing, like, they went to the bathroom. Like,
they don't normally get forks over there.
They
get
forks and glass bottles. No, they're eating it with sushi.
I saw them give them forks and like, oh yeah, you're going to get murdered. But if you gave us a bunch of forks, I think we would just think like, oh, thanks for time to eat.
Cool. Yeah,
we
got a fork. Obviously.
Obviously you're going to give us a fork.
Not if we're like 5 days into being
also,
in
if they were giving me plastic utensils the whole
about
time.
Murdering people.
If they were giving me plastic utensils and then all of a sudden they gave me a metal fork, I'd be like,
yeah, it's sketch.
I would be on edge the whole time. There were a ton of people like, the whole, like, massacre happens in the bathroom in, like, the 7th episode.
Yeah.
And so it's zeros versus X's. And they're, like, they kill, the X's kill 3 zeros, and the zeros kill 2 X's.
Yeah.
So the X's are ahead. And then, like, all the people are like, hey, we won. All we have to do is just, like, vote tomorrow, and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Clearly, there's going to be a situation where they are going to try and kill you for to lose the vote.
What did the Marine snitch on?
He was like, hey, man, like, he went to number one. They were, like, eating their food. And then he, like, was, they were all in their group because they had, like, their group of 10. And number one was sitting right beside him. And the guy, the Marine, who he respected, walked up. And he was like, oh, yeah, like, he was saying some crazy stuff about you earlier. And then the guy was like, bah, 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 bah.
What did he say about him earlier?
He was like, something's off about...
No. They did the carousel thing, and like there were supposed to be 2 people.
Hudson's right. I think he's dumb.
Yeah. It just seemed like he was innocent.
Well, he was obviously like the worst Marine of all time.
And that scene,
he seemed like a nice
number
guy.
One says something like, here...
I don't want a nice guy being a Marine.
In that scene...
Keep that in Korea.
Whoa.
In that scene, the number one guy says something about... like, hey, yeah, you want my milk? I don't drink milk. Evidently, in season one, the old man says, my son doesn't drink milk either. Or something like that. So I think
no.
Yeah.
He could be that guy's dad.
For sure.
No way.
I don't know how
that
works.
I think there's like another generation in between them.
I mean, you can have a kid.
No, you can be 50 and have a kid.
There was a guy I went to high school with. His dad died in middle school.
Of old age.
Of old age. Guess how old he was?
93.
78. 80.
Holy cow. 80-something. I don't even remember. 78,
80-something. 93, 80. I was hoping we were like equidistant.
He was in a nursing home.
I was too late.
Yeah.
No.
What? And how old was the kid?
Are we certain
13,
he was
14?
80? Oh, Robert De Niro like just had a kid. And I think he's like
possible.
Already.
That's not
80.
Robert De Niro. It's Al
Pacino and Robert De Niro. I think both did.
Oh, I didn't know Al Pacino did.
I thought it was Al Pacino. I didn't know about De Niro.
I'm pretty sure they both did.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah. I hate to think that there's another De Niro walking around. And they're probably that guy's up. Let's see.
He's got to be like...
Oh, he just talks way too much about politics.
Oh, does he?
You have no idea about politics. I mean...
You have no idea.
You don't even know. Take that at 45-46. No, but I think...
And then how about
puss.
That when you were saying that Marine was being a puss? How about that chick? She was absolutely killing it. I'm starting to think we need more girls in the military.
Oh, yeah. They're brave, dude. They decided to transition. Put them on the front line. That's got to be the bravest thing you got to go through. I mean, like, I don't know.
That chick had some balls.
We should look up, like, the...
Boom, 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 boom.
Too good.
Because I think in season one, we looked it up, and the final payout was about $32 million by the end.
Yeah.
And they were getting like 800,000 won.
It's called like won.
But like, I would like to know what that transitions to. Like, they're probably getting like 200 grand, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a piece?
Like,
how about they the debt that they were all in?
Freaking close.
I mean, I don't know how much. I'd like to know what that was in American dollars. And I'm like, I'm $8 million in debt. And they're all in, like, millions of debt because of that one guy that screwed him on Bitcoin or other crypto.
Yeah, how many of these people were victims to this guy being like, hey, I got an altcoin here that anybody should invest in. It's going to be huge. And then,
I say invest at your own risk.
Also, why would you, like, put your face on that? If I was going to do an altcoin where I promoted it, I would promote it to a point. I've already thought about this. I would promote, like, there's, like, altcoins where, like, there's, like, this big thing in cryptocurrency where, like...
Like Hawktua's coin?
Oh, like, all that. Like, Hawktua, like, it's this 50... That, do you know who that girl is?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen
so
that
So this,
yet?
Like, this nasty blonde-haired girl who's, like, pretty
she
southern.
Got famous for some, like...
They're like
they had with her on the street, and then she had like her 15 minutes of fame because she said something vulgar. And then
they were like, how would I don't know what the question was? It was like, how would you make your boyfriend happy? And she was like, I would
Hawktua spit on that thing.
That girl.
That's what she said.
Okay.
And then Hunt, which is like one
people
of our friends,
funny.
Had a Green Bay jersey that said Hawktua on it, and then it's number 69, and he got obliterated on Twitter to an extent that like people were like hating him in different states.
Nice.
Which
nice.
I think is fantastic. That would be my favorite thing.
Trans
of all time.
To
Anyways,
hate.
She got famous. She started a podcast. Fantastic name. Hawktua. And
great name.
Great name.
Name is half the battle.
Yeah. I mean,
our last name is Knight. If y'all didn't understand the...
Yeah. Maybe they don't get it.
Yeah.
But great name for a podcast. But then she... started a crypto coin, and
it was called like
I don't understand
Tua coin or something.
I don't understand all the ins and outs, but evidently everyone invested and everyone
huge market
money.
Cap. Everybody thought it had crazy potential. They all put their money into it. It immediately just dissolves. I'm assuming she made a ton of money off of it, and then all these people that invested idiotically. I mean, they should. I don't even know how you could, like, sue her for that. You guys are the morons that invested.
Yeah.
I was one of them. Anyways, I'm
were
just
you?
Kidding. No, I would have never. But, so, she, like, there was this, like, clip of her being, like, everybody's like, I've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is the most embarrassing thing of all time. And, you're freaking me out, Hudson.
The camera said some shit.
Oh, jeez. It's right there. Say, don't switch. But yeah, so she was like, anyways, y'all, I'm going to bed. Good night. And then, like, that's the last we've heard of her to this point.
Yeah, I think the cam's in the sketch for sure.
Why is the cam in the
sketch? Shit, you're in Frozo.
All right, we're going strictly off recording.
That's all right. That's okay.
Why don't we just go strictly Zach?
Yeah, we can just ride on Zach.
Just go strictly Zach.
Get my picture right.
It's fine.
Oh, there's John's photo. Now I gotta think of a.
You got him on a little double chin action.
Wait.
You better say
what
something.
What do you mean by that? There you go.
Why is it on switch?
What a dweeb.
I like
John's talking to
Taylor immediately knew that the captain of the ship was going to be bad.
Really?
No, that's impressive because I did not until he killed the guy.
I said, well, she might have not believed it after I told her, no, he's not bad, you idiot. And then.
That's what you told her? The woman who's cooking
I didn't say
a child
idiot,
in her belly
said,
for you?
I don't think he's bad.
Oh, she's got the flu.
Yeah.
Faker. That's why I thought you were not going to show up today.
Yeah, well, you're already asking like 10 times before that. So you still potting? Also, this is me.
No, I did not.
Hey,
I asked you twice
I'm
today.
I'm going to watch Squid Game Season 2. We should pot it next. I'm going to start it tonight. I'll probably finish in a week. Okay, cool. I'm going to start it tonight. I'm going to finish it tonight. That's what you said.
And here's...
and then 3 weeks later...
I was like, oh, I could probably binge that in a day. And I did binge it on Saturday to the point where I was, but the startup was slow. I was not very interested in watching it. I was watching it with Matt and Hudson. They kind of took off without me because I went to bed early. And I had no interest in really watching this
it
show.
It didn't start off slow. The season was great. I don't know what your problem is. I don't know what your problem is.
You just haven't watched as much anime cinema as me.
I don't want to. This is better.
Not really anime.
It's not at all.
Asian.
Yeah.
Asian cinema.
Oh, here.
Did you watch Parasite and dubbed or subbed?
I've read all of Parasite.
I read all of Parasite.
I read all
like
of
it's
it.
On a piece of paper. I had to. Read all of Peaky Blinders, and they're speaking something close to English.
Though, too. I could hear it as well. And I only read Peaky Blinders when I'm like, what did he say? And then I look down, I'm like, oh, okay.
No, you're reading it subconsciously the whole entire time.
Simultaneously.
Do you think that... Can you guys look at words and pictures at the same time?
You can practically read the sentence twice.
You just stop thinking about it.
Like you're looking at
it. You technically are. Like if you start to think, it's like if you start to think about breathing, like you're going to start breathing.
Or looking at your nose?
Yeah, or something
like that. But you're saying because you can't look at them at the same time.
No, you can.
You can in a way, but like it's also like
the words will pop up. Not going to be in focus.
The words will pop up and be like,
hey man, take it easy.
Yeah, hey man, take it easy, and then it'll be like that for like 4 seconds. So it's like, hey,
dude,
man, take
you'll
it
end
easy.
Up like you'll think it. You'll read the sentence, look at the scene that's happening, and then you'll be like, oh, I'm pretty sure I need to read again, and then you'll read the same sentence again. I've read the same sentence like twice on accident.
Man, you do a lot of reading.
Yeah, and it is not helping. I don't feel like, oh man, at this point I should have like a. Then you start using bigger words in the anime.
Oh, this is what I was going to say. What he did with his money, buying that hotel, one of the coolest things you could do with your money.
Yeah, I thought it was cool, too.
An abandoned hotel where you own the whole
hotel? I agree.
You said dumb.
Yeah, I just say dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
He had a whole room just for his
money.
You got
all that water.
Then he had an underground thing where he could shoot. And he had
the whole thing.
Oh, that was sick. Tight. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's one of the coolest things I think you can do. Penguin did the same thing.
What did he do?
Penguin at the end, he moved into a penthouse that looked like an abandoned hotel.
The underground. Oh, well, that was just an abandoned hotel.
He was living in the penthouse of an abandoned hotel in that city that I think was like, the real ghetto that they like shut down the lights off and
in the
stuff.
Ghetto.
In the ghetto.
What's that from?
Elvis.
It's Elvis, but it's also from New Girl. Like I think that's
what I'm getting from.
I mean,
that's embarrassing.
Nick's dad.
Oh, you're like this big effing Elvis guy over here. Name five Elvis songs right now.
No.
You can do it.
You can probably
do
it.
I can do that.
I can name like one.
Yeah, I'm so stuck over in the ghetto now.
I had to think about the movie.
With freaking Christian Bale.
What?
What?
Christian Bale is Elvis. You guys have not seen that movie?
No, he's not Elvis.
Oh, you're talking about the new Elvis. I'm talking Christian Bale is my Elvis.
And what?
Elvis. The movie.
Christian Bale.
Just like he's my Batman. Christian Bale is my Elvis.
He's
my Batman. He's my Joker.
Who's your Spider-Man?
I'd say Tom Holland.
Tom Holland?
Tom Holland is my Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire is my Spider-Man, as in, like, I grew up with Tobey Maguire. I think Tom Holland does the best Spider-Man. Yeah. I think he does the best of both of them.
I think he matches the character very well.
There you go. Tom Holland.
I like Tobey, though. I like his movies better.
I like Andrew's the best.
Yeah, they are good.
I think he's the best actor. Toby's a little bit of a grumpy
The second
Gus.
One that Tobey Maguire did might be the best seen? One.
Yeah, the octopus one?
That might be the best one of them all.
I agree.
Oh, when he goes
his first
when he goes
two
black?
Can compete with all of Tom Holland's. The third one is trash.
When he
what
goes
is
Black
the
Spidey?
One?
It's like when the Black Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. So
the
Venom
Sandman.
One?
Yeah,
the
Venom? Yeah.
Is that
I
the
like
second
that
one?
One?
I thought no, there was some
I think it was good. I like when he's like snapping in the hall.
That's what I'm saying.
He's like,
I was that's what I was
and
just
all
saying
the biddies are like
stuff.
Looking at him like he's like this hunk and just a 5'8 slowly getting fatter. Like Tobey Maguire at the start of Spider-Man was like he was like Spider-Man material and then he slowly got like older and older. Yeah. And then it's like this 36-year-old trying to play a 21-year-old, and he's snapping down the halls.
Dude, they're not looking at him like he's hot stuff. They think he's a loser. He thinks he's hot stuff in that scene.
Did they go back I'm pretty sure in the scene they're all like, "Whoa!"
No,
this guy's like, stuff.
He's like, looking at everybody like that.
And he thinks
like,
he's hot stuff.
Oh, so they go back. It's almost like a
go back.
There's got to be a go back.
No, when he walks by them, he thinks he's hot stuff. They think he's a dweeb.
There's only one scene,
and he's just like,
"Oh, I thought they were all like, whoa!"
No, he's like that.
Toby. Not a lot of Tobys.
My uncle's name is Toby.
Yeah.
There you go. One Toby.
I can't say anything.
On your dad's side?
Mom's side.
Ah, damn.
I can't say anything about that
Toby. Could have been Toby Keith.
Yeah, for sure. I thought about that a lot.
Whoa, your uncle's Toby Keith?
Guys, I'll go, my uncle's Toby, and people will be like, Toby Keith? I'll be like, nope. Not at all.
You wish.
Where's Matt Aiken? He must
Toby's cooler. He just likes Oregon football.
Alabama football.
Alabama football. Where's has a little bit of a mental retardation.
He has cerebral palsy.
Ah.
Yeah. Cerebral palsy. I met him. Strong hand strength. Handshake.
Hand strain.
He got me.
His bedroom is like a mausoleum to Alabama football. It's pretty tight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got a bunch of national championship rings.
Oh, man, the screen.
Yeah. Yeah, Toby gets all the championship merch. Rings?
Yeah, he gets some.
How?
He used to know Coach Dubose, which was the coach before Nick Saban.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's got a bunch of them.
I thought it was the Oregon Ducks.
Nope, you're just wrong.
Is he not from Oregon?
Nope.
Oh, you have the leukemia.
Yeah, the cousin that
Boom.
Had leukemia.
Okay.
He's from Morgan.
That's a cousin in leukemia. Toby. That's how we bonded back in the day. We both had...
That's not...
Yeah.
That's not true. Yeah.
Where's Matty Aches?
He's in Denver.
Wow. Yeah, he's in Denver. Him and Cole Franklin are both in Denver.
They gonna hang out?
Matt certainly wants them to. As long as Matt isn't sleeping in my living room, then we're good. But I mean, once I have the house, which will be in like 3 months, I'll have a room
just for Matty Aiken's.
Yeah,
Matty Aiken's room.
We're not calling it that.
He is.
He'll take full advantage of it.
I'm going to my room.
Put my bed here.
You don't live here. Get out of here.
The house is coming together, though.
You know, do you have Matty Aiken? So I can try really quick.
I mean, me and Hudson have done this before, but it's
you got
like
a great one.
I gotta think of like something.
He does that too.
Yeah, well. I wanted to go to this babe store tomorrow, but I think we should go to Cracker Barrel first, and then. I told him about like you know that whole thing with like I love that, and I don't want to talk shit about him behind his back. But I won't.
Well, you can always tell him to listen to the
pod. Yeah. Matt, just listen to this pod.
We'll talk a little bit of shit about you, and they want to do it behind your back.
I told Matt about that whole, you get a cherry peppermint stick from Cracker Barrel, you put in a lemon,
yeah.
You suck on it for 30 minutes, and all of a sudden you got cherry lemon juice.
Yeah.
And, like, that's all he could talk about.
His eyes lit up.
Oh, man. There's, like, times like that where it's like, oh,
fantastic.
Another thing was, like,
yeah.
Matt did the same thing.
When was the last time y'all did that?
Oh, like, it was the last time you did it was the last time I did it.
Oh, okay.
Like, fourth grade.
But I was like,
okay.
Well, I was like, I told Matt about this, and he acted like it was a revelation. He was like, okay, you want to do the, like, Matt would sleep over on a Friday. It'd be Saturday, and I'm like,
hey, man, we got to go get
the bells open. No, there's no Matt waking me up like that. It's always like me, like, creaking around in my living room for 3 hours until everybody else wakes up. But Matt was like, Matt will just, like, do this big stretch in the living room, like, at 11 a.m. and be like, good morning. And I'm like, get out of here!
I just wanted to know.
He's like, what do you want to do? You want to do, like, the Crack Barrel thing today? Maybe we go to Crack Barrel, get, like, three or four lemons? And I'm like, I mean, like, dude.
Like, three or four lemons?
I'm like, dude, get the peppermint sticks, and I'm there for you. He, like, we hung out, like, it feels like 4 weekends in a row, but it probably was, like, in the stretch of like a 5 day period.
You want to do the Cracker Barrel thing today?
He did the same thing with these things called fancy s'mores. They're shit. We finally did them, and they're terrible. What you have to do, the best thing about s'mores, which is now what I realize, is you can, you can do it in the dark around a campfire. Yeah. All you need is three ingredients, and you're good. A fancy s'more is, they got to be washed. You take a strawberry, dip it in marshmallow fluff, cook that over the fire, and then do the s'more thing.
It
was way too much.
It doesn't even sound that good to me, to be honest.
No, I'd much rather have a full marshmallow than a strawberry trying to act like a marshmallow, and 20% of it is mallow.
Yeah,
and you couldn't imagine how hard it was to get
fluff. Does fluff even do good in the fire?
Not really.
I never got it brown.
It's got too much like canola oil in it, and then the strawberry is like still hard and fresh, so it's like you're just eating a strawberry.
I could also make I like the chocolate to be.
I put mine in aluminum foil, and then stuffed a marshmallow inside of the strawberry.
Yeah.
Then covered that in fluff, put it in the bottom, and it was pretty good because the strawberry had like cooked down to like
that sounds pretty good.
You know, gelatin.
It sounds cool, but it's not what I can make a s'more in 15 seconds.
I'm not gonna
and
do
I'll
it again.
Tell you how I do it. Catch the damn thing.
I love
fire.
Doing it like that.
Oh man!
Sometimes
it
when
I burn.
It tastes good.
I love the burn.
Yeah. But I sometimes let it heat
like trying
up
to get
a little
brown
bit first. No, I don't care about. Eventually, I'm going to dip it in there and burn it. But if you burn it immediately, then the inside won't be soft.
Yeah.
You have to soften it up by the fire.
I kind of like
to get the whole thing gooey.
Like I don't even need the whole thing to be gooey. Like I like that the chocolate isn't melted.
Oh, I like my chocolate being a chocolate bar that you like take a bite of.
Right, it's a crunch.
Yeah, but
so I like the
mallow to be goo.
But I'm looking at these guys trying to go for a perfect brown, and I'm on my sixth s'more.
I'll tell you the funniest part about the whole fancy s'mores thing. I would make a s'more for myself. Like, I would break apart the graham cracker, I'd put the chocolate on there, I'd get the marshmallow ready. Like, two to three different times, either Matt or Zach would be like, oh, perfect. And, like, just go
Matt
for it.
Matt or Zach, do not put me on that.
You did.
I thought you were putting this on Matt.
No,
I've
putting this on
like,
you, too.
Bullshit.
You would look at it
bullshit.
And be like, oh, someone must have made that for me. And just, like, go down
wow,
for it.
You took a man's smooth.
I'd be like, that's mine. And he would be like, oh, I just thought it was there.
Are you sure Zach did that?
110, bro.
He seems to me like a guy that would understand a man's hard work.
I don't know why Hudson ever said that because it's so blasphemous on my podcast.
Zach is very possessive about his own things, but in return, he will be nice about yours as well.
Okay.
That seems pretty fair.
Like, Zach
that's
is going to be selfish.
I'm just saying, this happened. I don't know what else we're.
But because of that, he lets you.
I'm not
your
saying,
stuff, it's my
yeah,
stuff.
I'm not
I don't
saying
want to touch
Zach
yours, you don't touch
things.
Mine.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny that, like, it was like.
When I. Okay, well,
like,
when you
just,
started
like,
this.
I thought it was there. Like,
when
was
you
like,
started
was
this
like,
story,
oh.
When you started this story, I said, oh man, here we go. I know exactly what he's going to talk about. Matt being like, you're setting up this morning.
Matt did it twice, you did it once.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm sorry that I told
Maybe
the truth.
Maybe he was drinking.
Oh, he was certainly. So, I mean, like, I'm not saying you knew I made it and you were going for it. It was just funny that you were
just
like.
Just a strawberry oh. Open a bonfire. Man.
Just funny that? The thought process.
Probably like a month ago.
I think I'm going to make some s'mores this weekend, though, that I'm having.
It got to a point where I was like.
If it gets warm enough to have a damn fire, dude, it's like. The coldest winter of all time.
Yeah, it's chilly.
You're ready for a fire. Go make one.
I'm too cold right now.
Oh, you need to heat up a little bit.
Yeah. I don't want to be outside in a fire when I have.
True.
I have
the bonfire really never even heats you up.
No,
like you
man.
To.
There's only like about a 20 degree place that you
it's
want
like,
to
oh, yeah, where you're,
yeah,
like where you're
yeah,
afraid of
like
the
10,
wind,
40
and
to 50.
The smoke. Yeah. And you're not just eating, trying to say white
like,
rabbits.
I can do 40 to 60.
Yeah, 40 to 60. Yeah. Anything in the 50s, you can have one. Yeah.
It always ends up on one person. I always feel like I'm
and
that
I
one
can
person.
Do it less than Taylor. Taylor probably has
no,
like
a. No, the smoke. There's always like a smoke.
Yeah.
And it
even
follows
if you walk,
one person the whole
walk
entire day.
And it follows you over there.
Yeah. I feel like I'm that guy.
And Taylor, she only has like a 5-degree place where she'll do it. It's probably like 55 to 60.
John started a bonfire. out for like a Halloween party or something, and turns out wet rocks explode, and like we were just sitting out there.
You think it's because they were wet?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's the same thing that happens in like expands. Creeks.
How do you know that?
Because I'm smarter Science. Than you.
Hmm.
Is that it? But yeah, that was like the fifth time. So like, Matt was like, "Oh, fancy s'mores," and I was like, "Okay, I don't know what that is, but like, I'm down for fancy s'mores."
And then we like he'd put it on somebody
we
else.
Went to, we go to Publix, and like Matt's like, "Okay, so we're doing fancy s'mores tonight," and we're like, "Sure, sure, Matt, if you want fancy s'mores." Go. And then, like, we all, like, get our stuff. Uh-huh. And we're, like, checking out. And Matt's like...
Where's the fancy sports
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah. And we're like, listen, like... Get he it. Was like, listen, man. He was like, okay, cool. You buy the strawberries. I'll buy the rest of the stuff. And I was like, Matt, there is no chance in hell I will be buying those strawberries. Like, if you want fancy s'mores, that's fine. We'll do it. It's all on you, pal. So that was the first day. We made normal s'mores. Then we make normal s'mores again. And Matt, the whole time, is just telling us we need to make fancy s'mores. And I'm getting sick of it. Because we're in these texts, and he's texting me throughout. And I'm like, he's like, oh, today's the day, boys. And I'm like, I swear to God.
We're going to do it.
This time.
Hudson buys the mallows. Zach buys the strawberries. Cole gets the chocolate and the graham crackers. We got fancy s'mores. And so finally he does it, and it turns out to be as disappointing as I thought it
would
be.
He bought all the stuff though?
At some point.
Nice.
Yeah. He bought all the s'more stuff the first time and left it here, and then we balled out on the remaining
stuff. I bought the graham crackers.
There you go.
That's all the brands.
Yeah.
I'm always like dinners and stuff.
But also you guys haven't done the Cracker Barrel yet? Mm. You guys didn't have any Cracker Barrel yet. I'm gonna bring it up to Matt every time I see him. You know that Cracker Barrel stick in the lemon thing?
You ever heard of it?
You ever heard of that? Yeah, I'm gonna have like I didn't even know you guys had talked about it.
Good luck. Yeah. What, is he going to be holding an effing lemon in his hand?
No.
Oh, you know what you could do with that? Lemon.
No. I'm going to see the two of you in your living room, and I'm like, Zach.
You know what this is?
You know what I was just
Dancy
thinking?
Spores and a Crack Barrel lemon.
Well, he thinks it's better than it is. I mean, it's cool.
I thought it was
it's cool
treat.
Because you're a kid, you're yeah. bored, it's summer.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask y'all on. When was the last time you did it, because I wonder how long it takes. I feel like it took you 30 minutes.
Dude, it's freaking like, it's like trying to blow up a balloon with yeah. no freaking nozzle.
I don't think I have the patience for that anymore. I'd probably like, get a straw and then like,
and it's messy as all heck.
No.
Like, drink some lemon.
That's blasphemous.
That sounds better. It's messy, too. You got a lemon and a candy cane that you're sucking on for 30 minutes.
It's sticky. Like, I don't...
Sticky as all
messy
heck.
And sticky. Go ahead and answer, sure.
Sticky. It's not
sticky.
Messy.
All right, it's not dude. Messy. Asshole. I mean, like, the best thing to do in that situation would be to go and get all the stuff. And then just one day be like, here, Matt, suck on this cane. But there's like
the candy canes are probably like $2.
And it's not about that.
Each?
It's more about
probably,
like the time.
Less?
It's more yeah, about the time he right. wants to do it.
Yeah.
Like one day, like if Matt gets
they have
his,
good flaves.
If Matt gets his mind to something, he doesn't let it go.
Yeah.
And then that's all you got to do that day. Which is cool sometimes because you're like, man, I don't know what I want to do. And then Matt's like, I'll tell you what you're doing, pal.
Remember that Instagram video you sent me of those people making that tasty treat? We're making it.
We're doing it. You buy the stuff.
I kind of wish I had
I'll
a little
stay
bit
here.
Of that in my life. I'll send yeah, Taylor nice. All these tasty things like, wow, this looks good.
Wow.
We should make this.
Well, Matt more like brings the stuff and then is like,
Matt,
pretty much he'll be like, hey, we're having chicken tenders for dinner, and you're like, cool, Matt brought me chicken tenders, but then you're like,
I'm cooking these chicken tenders, aren't I?
But also, it's for the best because Matt has ruined like three of our pots because of like cook. Rice. He just burns rice at the bottom of the pan. Try to teach him. He can't.
Can't do it.
Oof.
We just need to make him what only are you guys watching cook now? In the cast iron.
Solo Leveling just dropped a new season. That's beast.
Yeah. Oh, Love Lane?
Leveling?
Solo Leveling. It's about a loser trying to find love in a Japanese world.
What is it called?
Solo Leveling.
Solo Leveling.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
yes.
about a loser.
You're acting like that. You're acting like that part was Japanese.
Yeah.
You said Lovely.
Solo Leveling. Those are American words.
I just imagine that it's probably not.
Choro.
That's pretty good.
Leveling Disco.
What's that about? Anime?
Yeah, it's about anime. So, like, Dad, did you hear about that? I've probably told this story 100 times. But Dad, like, when Night Homes was being sold, Dad, like, went to Japan to meet with the people in person. And he was like, hey, my son likes anime.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah? Which one? And he was like,
anime. Which one?
Every season.
He likes all the characters.
Which one? And he said, what?
Which one?
I wasn't expecting a follow-up.
He also likes Game of Thrones.
Well, he reads sometimes.
He likes anime. That's got to be about a couple seasons.
What's Solo Leveling about?
This kid's a wimp, and then he gets upgraded.
It's like, yeah, it's going to be hard to explain.
I hate that. I could tell by your face that you didn't care.
I was interested.
Where are you?
It's just always the same thing. Kid's a loser, he gets powers, beats people up.
Kev's got me pegged. pick another show like that. It's not One Piece, he was always cool.
He didn't have powers until he ate Gum Gum?
No, I mean, the first episode, he's Gum Gum.
Yeah, but we get a flashback to back in time.
Bullshit, you can't do that. Yeah, so the kid didn't wake up.
Yeah, yeah, but maybe not the main character, but his friend Kobe's like that total loser. Grows up to be a beast marine.
It's not freaking
by season 10, the loser is OP, guaranteed every time.
There's like 90 characters though. One of them's bound to be worse off than he is in the end. Like,
but yeah, the show's been on for 30 years.
He's in episode 1.
Kobe's going to be important. And he watched enough to know that part. And Kobe is definitely going to be beast at some point.
And he's a total loser to start off. Name another one.
Me? Naruto.
You're a loser?
Yeah, Naruto.
Start off a loser. Not better than you.
Naruto, does he start off a loser?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Ash Ketchum? He didn't even have a single Pokemon when he started off.
That's how
he's
it works.
He's a child.
Yeah, earned that right to get a Pokemon. I can't remember. I bet Pokemon sucks as a show.
They give you one.
That's
you
a kid show. One Piece? That's a show for adults. There's a difference, bro.
Dude, Naruto is really not a loser. I mean,
in
it's
Japan,
just like,
Naruto was OP. He just didn't know how
he just didn't
to
have friends.
Yeah.
In Japan.
They were scared of him.
Do
he was
they
so
even
OP
have
they were scared of him.
Real movies and stuff?
What?
Let me cover this because I've been there.
They make so much anime.
Yes.
And everyone over there likes anime.
Not everyone likes anime.
It seems like.
It's a vast majority. I would think that, like, okay, so, like, this is also not a great argument because clearly it comes from Japan. But, like, there are, like, 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds watching, like, anime in Japan. Like, every age is watching anime in Japan. Whereas, like, it's more of, like, it's growing in size, but right now it's like middle 20s and lower.
But do you think that those 30-year-olds, almost 30-year-olds, when they get 20 years from now, they'll still be watching it?
I don't think a bunch of 50-year-olds in Japan.
I think so.
I don't think the majority of
kids. You're asking me.
If you have kids, are you going to watch anime in front of your kids?
Yeah, I'll rewatch the shows that I love.
That'd be so embarrassing. Yeah, Dad, what are you watching? Just some.
No, I would get them into it. at the appropriate age. I don't want them to get bullied for it or nothing. I mean, I got into anime when I was in college and cool and confident, but I wouldn't want them to be, like, bullied. Like, if they were trying to wear an anime shirt to school, I'd be like, cut the shit.
There's a difference between watching it and wearing a shirt.
Being invested.
Yeah.
I watch it, I'm not invested, but, like, the people that go to, like, Comic-Cons and stuff,
why
they won't be born from my seed.
Sub and dub, do they change the words?
Because sometimes of how it
doesn't even need it.
I think it's like, hey, man, how are you doing? And, like, that is, like, long.
Conjugation and stuff like that.
It, like, the sentence is longer, and they try and get, like, from the end point to the final thing, like, try and make the sentence as long.
They do?
The English people.
Oh, numbers. Because it takes them more time to say things.
So it's like, blah, 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 blah. And that's like, hey, man, how are you doing? And then we're like, yo, man, what's up with you? How you been?
Yeah. Just sometimes you'll be, I'll see it on, so if you're watching it dubbed and you have subtitles on, you'll see that they don't link.
Yeah.
And, oh, it bothers
and
you.
Sometimes you're like, why did they change that? It's like,
yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
Same thing.
I think it's to try and get from when they start talking with their mouth to when they end with their mouth.
No, but it does.
But sometimes also Japanese people will do like, they'll like their sentence structure is different to a point where like, you'll be like, it'll be like we would write this like sentence in three parts and then the third part is their first part. Yeah. So they switch it like that.
And that doesn't matter because he's talking about like dub. Like as you're talking about like a dub and then the sub is different. Like the
yeah, yeah.
I think either it's like that's what it is for the sub, and so like the translation or whatever is different. But it makes no sense because I thought the same thing. Like if you're dubbing it and you have all the lines,
yeah.
How hard is it to like?
But what if their sentence structure is weird and then you got a bunch of Americans?
I'm specifically talking about.
He's saying like,
I'm not saying it always is because I haven't checked everyone and was like, okay, that's weird.
Liked it.
Sometimes it will be different, and it will be
no reason to
no
be.
Reason.
Yeah, like you said, he was watching dub, and the dub is like, "Hey, how are you?" And then the sub says like, "How you doing?" Like,
right. It's like, yeah, very close.
Right.
Or like okay. The One Piece song I know is way different. It's like, why'd you even change that?
Yeah, it's a tough scene. I would rather than just put the intro songs and the outro songs in Japanese every time, even if I'm watching it dubbed.
Yeah, I could.
So I feel like invested.
Because
sometimes you're like,
I don't need another
come
word.
Come aboard and sing along.
That, they
all
bang.
Your hopes and dreams together will that we're looking for. One Piece.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Man, the song almost got me back in, but actually,
almost.
In the season that I was on, the song got worse.
Oh, I mean,
they get worse. They get better.
There's bangers there. I mean, like that's
ups and downs.
That's the only one I didn't think of right now. But I
actually got kind of tired of that song because that was like for like 80 episodes.
I bet.
And
yeah, you don't switch it up that much, and they do not take breaks over there, which is the biggest argument. We said this like last episode with Invincible and their bullshit freaking animation.
Yeah.
Tug off.
Yeah.
So it's like, screw you.
I hated that.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm talking to the back of my head now, and I'm still talking because it's the back of my head.
Did you guys watch The Wire?
I watched like a season of it.
Yeah, like
Wire's Beast. One thing that they do that's cool with their theme song that other people should do,
yeah.
They have the same theme song for every season, but someone different sings it, and it'll be in like a completely. Like
One Tree Hill does the same thing.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
No, One Tree Hill's
The outro, they'll do like the bands
it's a
that
different
played
version.
Really?
Sometimes I think like for seasons it's just Gavin DeGraw, and then for like sometimes they'll switch it up.
Oh, okay.
I think they did it after
be
The
like,
Wire.
Like I can't remember the song, but it'd be like a white dude, and then it'll be like a black lady who just absolutely shreds,
crushed.
You know, and sings in a completely different way.
Season 2 was really good.
Yeah.
Season 3 dropped off, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't like the season 3 version.
Yeah, but they had some good ones.
How many seasons
ones.
Of
five,
The Wire
I think.
Are there?
And 5, and like, the last 2, I think, is the worst one, if that's the one with the shipping containers.
Yeah.
That one's the worst one.
All
the other
one
ones
I've watched.
Huh?
That's the only one I've watched.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so starting that one, on season two.
It gets.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, that's the worst one. Season one might be the best, but if not, some of the last seasons are really good too.
I think I started on season one and you stopped watch on the season Wire. One.
It's one of the best shows in my opinion.
Really?
I think it's better than Sopranos.
Pinguine?
No, I mean it's still got like some, you know, some old shows they don't have as much like action and they don't keep you as entertained because they know
simple shows.
They're more like superheroes.
I've tried to watch Sopranos two times to its totality, and both times
I like Sopranos now, but at one point I thought, oh, this is a little boring, but I do like it. It's a lot of dialogue and stuff, you know, a lot of those shows were more talking, and then like now they know that we're so short-minded that they need to keep us entertained with explosions and guns.
Look over here! I got a gun!
Like in the Penguin, there's something cool that happens every episode.
Oh, Penguin!
There's some there's top like some big show. Scene that happens every episode. Then they would like build up the big scene for like several episodes. I think know, maybe one like whole Penguin. Season was about killing pussy and you know Sopranos, which was like not too much happened. Other but like there'd be something big that happened.
Right.
And the Wire is cool.
Similar to Game of Thrones at the start.
And what they do with their theme song is really cool.
Like, you know season one was all about killing Ned Stark. And that's why Hudson didn't get into it the first time. Hudson thought it was boring the first time.
They have like six people die in the first season. They push Bran out the window.
The first episode, I couldn't really get over the fact that it felt like I was watching like a...
Porn.
Like a public, yeah. Like it does really look like a softcore porn. Or like a public access... TV show or something, like a play or something.
The way they filmed like season one and season two both seemed very odd. If you watch season one back, I've told multiple people to watch it and ended up rewatching it with them. Season one is filmed like a A&E freaking like some like off brand like
whole thing, not just
the whole season. The whole season.
No, the whole season.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's low key. Like...
The pilot for sure. The pilot was probably worse. But like this whole season, like you look back at like Supernatural, like the way they start filming, even like One Piece, like from like season one to now, it's
animation,
like
animation, it does a lot.
Eons.
Yeah.
Difference.
One cool thing I saw that they were getting that it looked like they were doing with AI is like make it I saw this on Twitter for one little scene, but where they use AI to change like the dubs and like make their mouth move with the words.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that'd be pretty classy. Cool.
But you guys might actually not like that.
I just don't see
you
how
you guys are too, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see how
loyal the theatricals. You guys got to watch the Japanese version.
I don't
but
see
for
how
guys
it
like
make
me,
a difference.
Yeah, guys like me, you don't like that their mouths don't
move. What would that change for you?
In
when it goes to English.
I thought you meant in anime.
For anime, they'd probably do it too.
See, in anime, it doesn't matter because their mouths are just like.
So they don't really move to the words.
What would that change for you, John, if this was a possibility?
Like, whatever you're saying is just like.
Squid Game Season 3.
You'd watch it in dubbed, and their mouths would.
Their mouths would just be moving, right?
So I feel like it would it not be like
I'm like picturing weird. Like the orange when you have an orange head and it's just like your mouth and your eyes.
No, have you seen the good things they do with AI and all I'm telling you is
there's some
despicable
things.
There are some despicable things.
Yeah.
But all they have to do is make a mouth move with the English words. They could do that easy. That could be cool.
AI. You know what game I want to have here? I would love if you already had it. If not, I'll buy it. Is when there's like a... It's a circle and there's the letters of the alphabet and then you're like a... garage. No, and then you like... It's like things you find in your garage. And then you click like the J and you'd say like jogger shoes. And then you click the C and you say car.
Yeah.
And then you click the T and you'd say tools, and whoever it runs out on first loses. I really like that game.
I don't think I have that game.
I don't know what that game is either. I've never heard
of it. I'll purchase it.
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd you play that game?
I never have. I just watch other people playing it, and I'm like, wow, that looks like so much fun. I wish I had somebody to play that game with. I'll tell you, I have bought games recently just being like, let's just play a game tonight, man. And Seen It has fallen off bigly.
Seen It?
Seen It. The
gotta,
movie game?
Yeah. You got to go on eBay and buy one of those.
Like the OGs. I already bought two of the freaking... Because it's like all, it's all, it's not a disc, so you don't put a disc anymore, it's all on your phone, and it just ruins the whole experience.
Seen It used to be fun.
Oh, Seen It used to be like the best game of all time. I couldn't think of a better game than Seen It, to be honest with you.
Always liked Yahtzee.
Dance Dance Revolution.
What is the...
Guitar Hero was so beast.
It's tough.
Yeah, I was never like really good. But dude, I play like I could get to like the pinky, you know, just the pinky, no moving, pinky down.
Are How you many were there? Six. When's the last time you played?
So I
can
play four. Oh, if I played it right now, I don't think I could play
John,
like three.
We have it right now. Oh, Matt brought it here, and I feel like I have lost all finger dexterity that I once
Jordan
had.
Could shred on it. Rock Ray? Band was a lot of fun. Rock Band would have been cool if you were, like, 21 when Rock Band came out and was popular and PS2 was popping off, and you and your friends in college were all hammered playing Rock Band.
That would have been great.
That would have been great.
I remember Rock Band playing with Bully right before my great-grandma passed away. That was my experience with Rock Band.
He was playing the drums and singing R.E.M.
Yeah. Bully's mom's dying.
Yeah, she was there.
I know a lot of songs playing. Because of Rock Band.
She was singing. She cost us the game. No, I'm just kidding. She wasn't. I mean, it was just like, it was like towards the end of her existence, and then I remember me and Bully, like, in the room over, being like,
Bully was playing
drums and guitar.
Rock Band was sick, dude.
Yeah, Rock Band.
And I know a lot of music because of Rock Band.
Oh, man, like, one with, like, Clementine. I think it's either in the name or...
I wanted something. I wanted to say that was by R.E.M., whatever it was.
Clementine?
Let's see what
That's like
up.
The main song I remember from it.
This is the first song that comes up.
And if it doesn't exist, think look for anything that mentions oranges. Tangerine. What a hell of a book that was.
Tangerine.
Tangerine.
You don't remember that with the sinkhole?
Florida?
Look
Led
for the
Zeppelin
place
has a song called
most Tangerine. Prone to sinkholes. Oh, you mean Florida?
I don't think this is it either.
What?
Your Clementine.
Oh,
Tangerine
but
song.
Also another one from either Guitar Tangerine. Hero or Rock Band was Barracuda. Rock Band was Barracuda.
Yeah.
Ooh, Barracuda! And then we saw a Barracuda in the wild when we were hanging out with the Wrens on vacation. I thought I was Nemo. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I saw like three of them right there.
No,
like,
it was like a...
Oh, no.
So here's what happened. So we're on vacation with the Wrens. Caitlin is dating Kyle at this time. So we're taking this like all-inclusive thing to like Mexico. So we go out there, and they're all doing, like, scuba diving stuff the whole entire time. All of a sudden, we're on the shore, and, like, they're not scuba diving at this point. They're just hanging out on the beach, and they're, like, people are like, yo, Barracuda spotted right there. And then, like, they were like, come on. So me and John get in the water. Literally was, like, the first scene of Finding Nemo. We're swimming. School of fish, like circling this thing. We, like, break through that, and it's just, like, this dude, like, floating right there. And I was like, okay, well, this is not where I want to be right now.
How close do you think you were to this Barracuda?
50?
50 feet.
50 feet.
I'd assume.
I thought,
you could
I mean,
see that
I was
thing in the water from 50 feet?
I thought it was close
clear,
to them.
Clear.
I thought it was closer than 50, but you said this.
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be his mouth or something.
What was this supposed to be, your hand?
Excuse me, I'm trying to get through the school of fish.
That is what you did. Yeah. So I didn't want to rain on your parade and be like, Bro, don't lie on your
story. I said 50 feet.
Yeah, yeah. I actually think we were closer than that.
Okay.
And I actually think there was like three of them right there, and I was like, whoa. Whoa. And then I was like...
How'd y'all get away from it? They just didn't bother you?
No, I mean, they, like, they probably saw... I was bulking that summer. So I was pretty big.
What's cool about Barracuda, like Justin Finding Nemo, is they can just, like, sit there in the water completely still.
Dude, he was hovering, and there were just, like a helicopter. Baby... There was fish just swimming.
Everyone else is moving. You know, he isn't even moving with the current.
Yeah, shark stops swimming, he dies. Yeah. Barracuda's just like, nah, I'm chill.
He looks like a hummingbird, just like...
It really is the hyena of the sea. If you think about it, hyenas, they don't have any rules. What's their rule?
I'm pretty sure they travel in packs.
Yeah.
They is that, that a rule?
I've seen...
What's the lion rule? Don't eat those.
Louise asked to watch King Lion 3 times a day.
What's King Lion?
Lion King.
Oh.
But she calls like King an Lion. Off-brand
Lion King or something.
King Lion.
My
King
niece Lion. Is dyslexic. King Lion.
So I know a lot about hyenas.
What do you know about them?
Yeah, like what?
Do you guys want to know?
Yeah, you've watched King Lion how many times?
They do travel in packs.
All right.
We knew that.
We already knew
tell
that.
Us one like, thing that they laugh.
Yeah, they laugh. Thank you. They eat the scraps.
Not all the time.
So you know just about as much as we know about
them. They're not very bright.
Mm.
Huh?
That's what Scar says.
Yeah, I think that's a lie.
No.
Did he say it in a song?
Yeah.
Did he say it in a song?
Be prepared. I don't know Be Prepared that well because every time it comes on.
Well, sing the part where it says they're not very bright.
They're not very bright.
They're not very smart hyenas.
He says something as wet as a warthog's backside. I don't know what that means. So
doesn't sound good. Somebody called me that. That
doesn't
fighting.
Sound
your,
like
it's is. Like your intuition is as wet as a warthog's backside. So
that's a weird
their intuitions.
Thing to say.
I know.
So, well, Scar's got nowhere to talk.
No,
everything
he's
done since
the operation.
Start. Yeah, but he's been an idiot since the beginning, and we saw his origin story. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. I watched it. I pirated the movie, and I
was
watched
it good?
It. Oh, you haven't seen it?
No,
it sucks.
Addy
says it's really good.
So the movie's good, sorry. But the thing that I like about those movies most are the banger songs, and there are zero banger songs.
Oh, I thought the music was going to be good. It was Lin-Manuel Miranda.
What do you say about my brother?
That's the only dude thing. Says brother about 400 times.
That's the only good
I hate musicals.
Part.
Are they friends at first?
Yeah. Yeah,
they're
friends
brothers.
The whole movie.
The song
was Mufasa
song,
adopted?
The yes. Mufasa.
That's kind of frigged up.
Well,
you want me
yes
to tell you
no.
like the start of it and that you've known about 15 minutes
yeah.
of watching this movie? So Mufasa's with his parents. They get swept away in a river. Both parents disappear. Mufasa lands on the ocean side. Scar saves him right there. He brings him back to the pack. Scar's dad's like, you do not want this stray here. All he's going to do is F you over, which ultimately he does.
Really?
I mean, like, he like... The dad was like, you don't want to stray here. Like, we're not, this stray can't stay here. Send him with the women. Mufasa hangs out with the women who are the hunters of the pack.
Uh-huh.
And so he's got, like, all the skills of a lion who's usually just bumming.
Yeah.
And now he's also, like, hunter as well. So he's OP as all get out.
Yeah,
Mufasa ends up winning.
Yeah, that's why so OP. He's got a really good
origin story.
Yeah, it is a good origin story.
The story was good. The music ruined it.
Music was bad, huh?
Yeah, and there's like so many movies I can think of. Encanto was made better by the music.
They're making a second one.
Oh, thank you.
Did you watch Wicked?
But the guy who did
with Ariana Grande. I don't think I'll ever watch that.
Oh
one.
No, I hear it's gonna,
did you go see
we're
it?
Gonna watch it.
It's that good.
Oh, I hear it's fantastic.
Olivia had me go see it. I'm real staunch on musicals. I can do them. And Olivia said it was real good. So we went and watched it. It wasn't good. Like, it was like...
what was your rating off the bat? So once we do our
it's
rating...
It's tough because, like, if... It's like asking somebody, is this chocolate ice cream good, that it doesn't like chocolate. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not going to like it even if it is. Yeah, but Hudson, best.
I think there's a part of you that just doesn't want to like musicals.
Dude,
you,
every
like,
time.
Because you're too cool.
You're so alpha
I swear
over there.
To you.
You are alpha.
I swear
you're so,
to you. Every
you're
time.
You're so alpha, you have do a beard. Not need to prove it to any of us. You're yeah. the only man in here with a beard.
Yeah, yeah. We think right. you're cool, man.
Yeah, you can like musicals.
I know I don't have to lie to kick it, but every time they start singing, like every time I can hear them being like, oh, well, like when like the beat starts,
I don't
I'm
like how
like,
they
oh.
start.
Like it, songs. Like something part of, inside of me dies for like 2 minutes.
Well, it's like Lin-Manuel
Chrysanthemum, we're about to be late to class.
Chrysanthemum.
And then it's like, if I'm late to class.
Yeah.
The guy from Hamilton's name is Lin-Manuel Miranda.
He means,
what is it?
Yeah. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Lin-Manuel
he
Miranda.
He did the music in Encanto. Great. I thought Mufasa's music was going to be good because he did it too.
I think this is his one time that he has done a poor job.
Good news is he did, and he's going to do Encanto 2. He did Moana. He didn't do Moana 2. Moana 2, good God, story. Music, the music's no good.
Yeah, I don't. I
Moana 2,
saw that
good.
Too.
I just. Moana 2 is a good story. Like, if they had good tunes.
The
like,
rock's in it. I wish they would have recasted.
That would have been a weird recast.
That would have been a one other Samoan guy. Everybody's afraid to recast.
I mean, it's just a voice.
The second, yeah, and that's another thing I don't like. We're saying that the best character that could voice Mario was
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
He was great.
I like Chris Pratt. he seems to be a good celebrity overall. There could have been like just give somebody else a chance.
You want him to be more.
I don't want to know their name.
Well, I'm just saying you want him to be like Mario.
No, I don't care about that. He could have sounded exactly like
Mario.
Chris Pratt. Yeah, he could have sounded
the
exactly
Mario
like
cartoon
Chris Pratt.
Movie is actually fantastic. I hope they have another.
I don't think I watched it.
Oh,
it's great, but anybody could have done just as good of a job as Chris Pratt did. And I mean, what are we doing it for? Ticket sales?
I don't believe The Rock is a bad guy.
I don't like him.
Why?
I think he sold his soul to the devil.
You yep. do too?
No, I don't know. But I mean,
me too. Oh, Hudson set me up there.
Thank you, Hudson.
Yeah.
Any better myself? Oh, I'm just kidding. Oh,
me? Tom Hanks, Ellen, Oprah.
Tom Hanks is your lookalike.
Yeah, and I hate that part of me. They say I look like a young Tom Hanks.
Dude, whenever he shaved his head and he had this hat on, we pulled up a picture of Tom Hanks on the Bubba Gump shrimp boat, and it was uncanny. It was uncanny. Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump looks like Zach.
How do you think that they summon the devil to sell their soul to him?
I didn't say that.
But how does that begin?
Seance.
They do a seance.
You get a fresh fruit. You cut it in half.
Tell you what, John.
Whoa, I do that all the time.
Tell you what, John. Because you think it's so hocus pocus.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get some.
No, I'm not.
Go ahead and get some freaking chili powder. Draw a demon star on this table and then make a prayer or something.
No, I wouldn't even touch a Ouija board.
Yeah, don't know. Thanks. Why do I want to talk to you?
But I just don't.
Zach, this is your grandfather, and I'm pissed.
I think The Rock just sold out heavily. But, I mean, like, I don't know.
The Hawaii situation with him and Abai'i, I don't know why I sounded like.
Oh, I also think I think he's a total fraud about the Hawaii stuff. He's from California.
What do you mean about that he's Samoan?
Like he's
definitely Samoan.
Like I know that's where his family's from, but you don't see me being like acting like
oh, welcome to the Irish.
Like I'm playing mad into golf because I'm part Scottish or something.
I get what you're saying, but I think it's
different. We Irish or Scottish?
I think we're just a mixed bag of bland
white people.
Yeah,
don't even care.
Yeah, we're like, once you get too white, it's just over.
Hey, man.
Just like,
what do I want to dive back into my history and figure out that I have to be sorry about my fourth great grandfather?
For instance, there's this song in Moana 2 called It's like some like Chua or something. It's like he did, and he was in an interview where he's like, "Yeah, this song really meant a lot to me because I can't remember the word that it is, but it's something like something that sounds like that." He's like, because that's like a thing that we say, you know, it's a classic phrase in Samoan, and it just like you say it anytime you're about to do like anything cool or blah blah blah.
And it's like cowbug or something.
Yeah. But if it was so big, why wasn't it in the first one? And I've never heard him say it before. And he said stuff in the first one before he would do something like, Yahoo!
Yeah.
Why didn't he say the Chua thing?
Yeah, you know?
It's like, you think he dove into more of his Samoan roots when he became a character on WWE?
Yeah, like he kind of pulled that out of his butt.
When he became The Rock on, like, the Samoan
was
The
his
Rock
dad?
On his uncle
dad,
or something.
No, his dad was a WWE guy, but was he, like...
Mad Samoan?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
He didn't look like he was.
No, I don't think so.
He honestly looked black.
Maybe his dad was black and his mom was on the Samoan side.
Maybe.
You inherit a persona when you like go into the WWE.
He was not a Samoan persona, I don't feel like.
Not at the start.
He was like,
that was when it didn't work.
But he had the tattoos.
He had, I remember his longhorn
one. So at first he had the longhorn tattoo. He had this like bull with horns on it. And then he covered it by that Samoan shoulder tattoo that you know.
Oh, he covered it up.
He covered like this bull tattoo.
He kind of looked more like a guy who rides a motorcycle persona.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Stone Cold.
Yeah. And he was in that era.
Yeah.
I think he's like bought in more to the Samoan thing.
Yeah, I see that.
I could see WWE kind of like making him kind of double down on it.
I don't think maybe
it's like this is my roots now.
Yeah. I mean I think that's also fair, but I just don't remember them doing that to him.
Yeah. Well, John Cena was like three different characters before he became John Cena.
Was he really?
What was he before?
He was like. A white hip hop guy and like all this other stuff.
I remember the white hip hop.
I thought that's what he always was.
He had like two different names. Like
he always
maybe
had the George
like,
down to his thing. His song was always his rap song.
It's true, it goes hard.
Can't see me,
the time is now.
You can't see me, but time is now.
Him and Rey Mysterio's were the best.
Booyaka, booyaka, yeah. 6-1. It's crazy. All these guys still wrestle.
Really? His names before he became John Cena were The Prototype, I remember that one, and Mr. P, do not remember that one.
Mr. P.
Is that just Mr. Prototype?
He like...
And
had
the P
like,
is for Prototype.
He had like bleach,
well,
like...
Oh!
Bleach blonde hair, kind of like...
Oh, wow, like the 80s.
Yeah, tights.
Man, well, I mean, those weren't his names, those were just prototypes.
That's true.
Yeah. That's
true.
Great name.
First prototype, then this. Yeah,
the prototype.
We're just this working is... on it.
His final form was John Cena.
It would have been cool. Like I feel like the Undertaker was always the Undertaker, but if
but
he was like
no, look up young.
If he was
Undertaker,
like the bagel maker before.
The bagel maker.
And he was like super weird.
You should look up young Undertaker. Like his costume. He was the Undertaker, but his costume before he did like the all black stuff was way goofier. And at first, he was just a guy, like, a motorcycle guy.
Yeah.
Like, just
WWE. It's on Netflix now, and I feel like that should be a continuous thing.
You know what they should do is
like,
put
look at this Undertaker
WWE.
Costume.
Yeah, he's still Undertaker.
He looks like
though.
That's like a mage or something.
Yeah, that was prototype.
Mage. Yeah.
He looked like a mage.
This is when he started. He was just wearing...
That looks like high school wrestling. Yeah.
I like how they made him and Kane into brothers, and now Kane is like the mayor of whatever town he is from.
Yeah, really? And they weren't even brothers in real life.
What? Next you're going to tell me Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy aren't brothers.
They are brothers.
Oh, thank God.
And when Kane started, they had him in like full skin tight red and with like a
with
mask.
A mask on. Like, yeah. You guys,
he was terrifying.
You guys know I'm going to be going for mayor one day, making me look like a freaking psychopath.
Well, JBL is on like Fox News and he's some big finance guy, and he always comes out in just the underwear one. I could not imagine being one of the underwear guys.
Yeah.
At least wear the tight pants.
Especially if you know you have an interview with Fox News 2 days from now.
I would be when the first time
the
I saw,
time
him
I saw
Fox
him, I was
News,
the same
I was
thing
shocked.
You.
We would be like the first time we ever really watched wrestling that I remember was at Graham's apartment in Petrie City. I think Jeter put it on, and we were like wrestling on the floor, and we were watching Big Show, and they were in Iraq, and Kurt Angle came out.
I remember this. And Booker T?
Maybe Booker T. I feel like Booker T. Kurt Angle was like, he won an Olympic gold medal wrestling, so he also was beast. So he was Mr. America, so he had the American singlet.
Boom.
He went out to Iraq. Big Show was like, there. Look at that big mother F! He's huge!
Big Show said that?
No, I did, about him.
Oh, Big Show.
He was awesome. Back then, he was just a massive guy.
I know. Shout out to WWE.
They had some great characters when we were growing up. Evidently, it must be popping off again because they bought it from Netflix. Bought it for like $5 billion, and they don't even get like all the show, like the big name shows.
They got like Monday Night Raw. WWE SmackDown was the thing, and then Raw was the thing, and they were split up, so they got the Raw portion.
Raw was always better.
Is SmackDown still a thing?
Yeah, I thought SmackDown was more of like the A-listers, but like
I always felt like Raw was the A-listers.
I thought John Cena was on SmackDown though.
I feel like I was always looking forward to SmackDown. I watched them both. Yeah.
We recorded them. We watched them both.
I was watching them on a 12-inch screen standing on my endo board like 6 inches away from the damn thing.
We watched a lot of that Fairburn downstairs, though, too, because we recorded what I was talking on that about. TV. No, not in
little
the
little tiny screen. I was standing
in the living room.
Oh.
We watched it on the living room, too.
Me and John used to do this thing. We, like, for like 4 years or something, we lived in the. We had bunk beds. I was on the top bunk. John was on the bottom bunk, and we played this game where we had
a crazy game that we used to play.
We had this like this cylinder. You know what it is? Of like just empty
CDs,
blank CDs, just that 75, 100. And we would just take them, and we would stand about in this room that was 10 feet apart.
As far as we are from each other right now.
And just freaking, yeah, just
take turns hosing them at each other.
And they would just, like, curve real quick, and then they would smash.
Because you couldn't throw them straight. They would just, like, spin around, but you were always, I mean, we would throw them hard and shit. Like,
I don't remember anybody ever getting hurt, though.
No, I don't either, but it's crazy. they would, like, snap in half on the wall, and then we would just
grab another disc.
Or throw the
one
with the serrated edge. And it would just, like, curl around the guy.
You know how funny it would have been if you just sliced my carotid?
It would have been terrible.
But, yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel like we were, like, the last generation of, like...
Oh, nah, kids are still doing that.
They're still roughhousing doing dumb stuff?
They're still roughhousing?
Kids still roughhouse?
Thank God.
And WWE still pops off, kids are still roughhousing.
Kids are,
kids
Finn?
Will be kids.
Yeah, Finn roughhouses.
Finn's a roughhouser. Sometimes he's messing around with my softer nephews, and I'm like, listen, man.
My softer nephews.
You gotta chill out.
He's got a whole year on him, too.
Yeah, true.
Be fair to the...
To the softer ones.
Be fair on the
softer. All right. Y'all done?
Yeah, I'm done. That was fun.
Thank you, Trump 2025. Make a ton of money. Intro us out, Hudson.